This year is being sponsored by Rav David Shenker, Zecher Nishmas Elko Bas Avram, Avi Akain, and Zecher Nishmas Pinchas Ben Menachem Mendel. Last week we were talking on, we'll start over the beginning of the inning we started talking about. We were in the middle of it. His son ate, say, an apple. He made a boy pre-ates. And he made a shakal on a drink, on any other type of food, a chocolate, let's say, and he wants to now make a bracha achrona, a burn of fashas, but he wants the burn of fashas to go just on the apple, on the 88. And he'll be mamshach to eat, eating chocolate and so on. And he finishes the chocolate, then he'll make a burn of fashas then. He'll make a bracha achrona then on the chocolate. Can he do such a thing or not? So it's possible he can't do such a thing. He's going to bracha shenet tzricha, because since it's the same bracha achrona, when he makes the bracha achrona on one thing, and he leaves the rest over to make a bracha again later, it's bracha shenet tzricha. And if you look in the Torah in the beginning, Siman Kuf Tzadik, says this is Roshem. V'im daita lishtei zoid, lo yivorech, bracha achrona ad v'soif. The person's das is to drink, it's still to drink, you should make a bracha achrona until the end. And the Beis Yosef writes on this, the Pasha Hu. And I think the reason is because of the bracha shein tzricha. The Mor Avraham also brings down this tour. The Mor Avraham is in Kuf Tzadik Sifkot Gimel. And the Mor Avraham ends up, Dafka Shadaita Lishtis Miyad. So only talking, you don't make another bracha until you finish everything, until his das is to continue drinking right now. Okay, Osher Misakel. But if not, if he's going to wait a while, we're afraid maybe he might digest it. Maybe Misakel. So Mela, it's talking, but two is talking, and we're talking about the same Baruch Shein Tzvicha, is if you're not, if you're going to drink right, you're going to continue eating immediately after you make the Baruch HaChreina, then you're not allowed to make a Baruch HaChreina. But what happens, so to do the Chatzchili now also. What about if a person made a bracha betoys? He made a bracha achrona betoys. You know, he made a shaka, let's say apple and chocolate or drink, whatever, and by mistake he made a bracha achrona. Is that achrona? Is that considered a siluk on everything? So Mela, if he wants to eat now chocolate or he wants to drink something, he has to make another bracha rishena or not. So we mentioned last week, it's a machloekes apaiskim. The Mor Avraham says in Sifkot Gimel, in Kuf Tzadik Sifkot Gimel, he says this is his lashon. V'nirali v'imtar abirach achreya ein tzav chavar v'tchila. If a person made a mistake and he made a bracha achrona by mistake, he doesn't have to make a bracha lishayna kirmen shayidaita lishtei zayt, because he's planning to drink. So mela the bracha is going on what he wants to. But on the things they was planning still to drink, the bracha achrona go on that. Like I said, pagin the bur, you know, I only go on this, I don't go on this, and that's it. And it's there, and therefore, according to the Mor Avraham, that you don't have to make again a bracha rishayna. So the Rosh Hashanah speaks out, even though bracha achrona is usually a hefsek, but since over here was the tithes, so in Meila you don't have to make another bracha rishayna. And what you didn't have in mind, you still can continue eating. And you don't have to make again a bracha rishayna. Same thing speaks out to Machzor Shekel there, and Kuf Tzadik Siv Beis, and Bi'alacha, and the Ramatzcha Yivar says, the same thing speaks out to Chayadom, and Shulchan Aruch Harav. And I saw in the Tshuva Hatzvi in Archayim, in Seif Sim Tzadik Vav, he brings down a Tshuva to Apollon, that's from the Ben Ishchai, that says, that in Chedek Beis, Archayim Simlan Beis, he also holds like the Mogen Avraham. And it's Masha from all these Paiskim we're discussing. There's no nafkamina if it's a Pichas HaMazon, if it's or it's any bracha achrona. It doesn't make a nafkamina. Depends what my kavana was, and my kavana was on this. I still don't have to make a bracha rishayna. However, be halacha in the Ramat Chiva brings down that the Ali Rabba in Bigdi Yesha, on my Mamotcha, and Hashalim. He brings down that they hold, they argue, and they say that by bracha achrona, it's still a seal gum on everything. Even if you did it betoys, it doesn't make a difference. And if you want to continue eating, you have to make again a bracha v'shaina. If you want to be mamshich at eating, you have to make a bracha v'shaina again. And the bealoch ends off tzarchim l'maitzah, a big machlokes in the paiskim, and tzarchim l'maitzah. I found other gedolei achrayim that hold like the Yerabba and so on, and other paiskim. In the Prima Gadim and the surprise of Mishmudim bring it down. The Prima Gadim and Psicha Kalalas, Hichas Brachas, the Mashka Meresh, he brings down only on Bracha Vishayna, you can have a mind to want a Bracha on this and on this. Let's say you have an apple in front of you, and you have a chocolate in front of you, and you want to have a Bracha, you want to make only Bracha on the apple, and you don't want to go on the chocolate, then if you could do such a thing. I want only go on this and not on this, because I don't want to eat it yet. Maybe I might not eat it. Since he wasn't a schayv yet to eat, he could choose what he wants to make the bracha, what the bracha should be chal on. However, says the Prima Gadim, by bracha achrayna, he ready and ready, and schayv and bracha achrayna, then the bracha achrayna goes on everything. On everything. So maybe if I want to eat again after work, continue eating after something else, even though I didn't have a mind, the bracha shkonadet, you have to make again a bracha v'shayna. And then he speaks out to Prima Gadim and Simei Zion and Eish Alom Sikot Nalf. And then he speaks out to Kaf HaChayim and Sifkot Zion. There's a Chuvin HaTzvi in Arachayim Sim Tzadik Vav. He only quotes the Prima Gadim in the Psicha Kalal Sichas Brachas. And he says, and he's died from the Prima Gadim, it's Mashu, even you don't want Muhammad to be Yaitza, that's Dafka Stama. You know, I don't want bracha to go on this. Still, you yaitze the bracha achrayna. If you want to continue eating, you have to make a bracha v'shayna.
Two separate brachas.
Huh?
How can one?
The bracha achrayna. We're talking about bracha achrayna. It's two different bracha v'shaynas, but it's the same bracha achrayna. Right. Same thing. One second. Let me just finish this thing. Now take. Okay. Same thing. Speaks out to Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan and Simikuf Tzadik Sifkan Beis. He asks on the Ravam, he says, what the Ravam says is Dabat Tamua. That's his Lashon. Dabat Tamua. Since you've been in Bracha Achrayna, it's a Silik. And if you want to continue eating, you have to make a Bracha Lashayna. That means Kivega, on the Shukhanach, he brings down a Churis, Kiris, Melech Rav. And Bialacha quotes it also. He says a Chiddush in the Mog Avram. Even in the Mog Avram, he says a Chiddush. Mog Avram says, that you could divide up. I can make a bracha achrayna on the apple, but not on the shahakal. He says, the Mog Avraham is only talking, this is what he quotes from Shuvas Kiris Melech Rav, that it's only talking, maybe twice and then. I thought I could make a bracha achrayna, even though I want to still drink. I could do such a thing. But if I made a mistake, and I made a bracha achrayna, if I had a shakach, and I made a bracha achrayna, you didn't realize I still have something I want to eat or drink and so on, and I made a bracha achrayna, then you have to make afterwards a bracha v'shayna. Even according to the Mog Avraham. So it comes out, it's a machlokes ha-paiskim. According to many paiskim are going to Mog Avraham. And even according to Kivega, even Mog Avraham doesn't argue on the other achrayim by shakach habiyah bracha achrayna. Ledina speaks out to Kaf HaChayim in Simu Kuf Tzadik, Zifkon Ches, he says, since it's a machoikis a paiskim, you have all big paiskim from both sides, the big, all gdoi lachreinim, since it's a big machoikis, if someone comes out, he made a mistake, he wants to eat still things afterwards, you should do one of three eitzes. This is the three eitzes he gives. One eitz, he says, you should stop eating, don't decide not to eat anymore, until you masich das from eating. And then you'll have to make a bracha shine again. That's one eitzah. The second eitzah, Kaf HaChayim says that someone else should make a bracha. Someone else walked into the room and he's going to make a shahakal now. So he told him, make a shahakal for me and have in mind me also. So maybe I keep my chocolate. I keep the shahakal that I want to eat. That's the second eitzah Kaf HaChayim gives. The third eitzah is make a shinu mokum. That means I leave the building, then you come back, you have to make a bracha shine again. So you have to make again a bracha v'shayna. So Then you make again a bracha. Since you have to make a bracha v'shayna again, you have to make a bracha. So maybe you're allowed to make bracha. So maybe mechay yourself in a bracha. And the last 18 minutes of shina makom that you can mechay yourself. L'chayy kriyas a kasha. L'chayy goyim a bracha shayna tzicha. How can you do such a thing? You have no right to walk outside mechay a bracha and make a bracha shayna tzicha. So zakt. So Moshe has a tshuva. Moshe in the tshuva says a chiddush gadol. He says in the Gesmosha or Chaim Chelak Dal to the Mem Ois Aleph. He says a chiddush gadol. He says that, and I also saw the same chiddush says of Shlomo Zalman. It's quoted on Lichashlema on Pesach and Perek Tes end of Ois 176. He says the Issa making brayim tzicha is oyam vaday. But since he has a suffix, what the dinah? We don't know what dinah is. Machoikis Mogavon, Machoikis in the Paiskim. Since we're not sure, so on the suffix, it's not called Bracha Shein Tzich. Only on a Vadai, Bracha Shein, but on suffix, you don't know what to do. We have Machoikis, so to Machai, you could go outside, and Machai is a Bracha, so you make again a Bracha Shein. That's what the Moshe of Shlomo Zalman say. But let's say, one second, let's say it's not Shaykh, all the three Eitzes, for some reason. Since right fights come home, and you have a Pima Gadam, you have big people say it's a Siluk, Al Chashurhan, you have Pima Gadam, so Mela, we see a Siluk with Gami, and they'll have to make again a Bracha Vishayna. It's Poshit, someone asked me the end of last year, someone asked me, all talking about if you made it the same Bracha Achleina, Bracha Foshis. So let's say I had cake and I had a drink. And I said Al Michya on the cake. I said Al Michya on the cake. And I was going to say it, but since Al Michya doesn't cover the drink, so maybe if I just said Al Michya and I finish eating, I still plan to eat the drink still. So maybe you don't have to make another, since you on the shaka you made before, and since the Bracha Achleina, the proper achrayna for shakel is a bar nefashis, and not al mechia. So mela, I don't have to make again a bracha v'shayna. That's what you meant, right? Yeah.
Why would you think otherwise? You didn't finish the bar nefashis.
Huh? No, I finished eating. I had a piece of cake and a drink. And I was no. One second. I was planning, and that's it. I'm not having any more. And then I made al mechia. But by nefashe, someone asked this. I'm getting back this. Okay?
All right. That's it?
Yes.
The Rav said that the Mother Rum is...
What?
The Rav said the Mother Rum is talking even by Berchus Hamoza. I don't understand how that works. But if the Mother Potter covers everything you ate in your meal, how do you find...
But I have a mind not to do the Shahakal.
What Shahakal?
I had I planned to drink right after the benching. I planned to drink right after benching. So the question is... So I want the benching to go on everything except the shahakal. This is the thing I plan to drink after the meal.
I never made a shahakal.
Huh?
But one thing, I can bifurcate, I can split it up. And huh? She goes on part of what I ate and part of what I...
It'll be the same thing. It'll be one week after meal.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah. Because you didn't make a shahakal. Yeah, I hear what you're asking. But it won't make a difference. All right.
Doesn't make a difference.
What?
Doesn't make a difference.
What?
It doesn't make a difference.
Drinks and stuff doesn't make a difference.
Because the difference is drink coffee all day.
Doesn't make a difference.
So if you finish drinking, you're going to drink coffee all day.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to make some kind of break and then...
Doesn't make...
I've been drinking coffee all day.
That's something else we discussed about drinking during the day.
No, no. Again,
it is.
I'm going to have some my cereal in the morning.
Yeah.
Or, you know, cereal.
I'm having a shackle, yeah. So if you make shakel, then if you want to drink the coffee later on, you'll have to make it again in shakel.
So even though I'm drinking it right now, I'm going to drink it all day. I'm going to drink it all day.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so this Berchus Hamoza is benching for bread or sort of...
Benching. Whatever you have, Berchus Hamoza. When you have your chai, Berchus Hamoza. All right.
Good question?
Yes.
Typically, a bracha rishonim cannot... You can't be moisty somebody with a bracha rishonim. It can be moisty.
Why not?
No, it's only the kiddush or something like
that. That's only if he doesn't drink. And Berchus Hananim... If you eat it with him, he has to drink from it. Bichas mitzvah not that he has to drink. So as long as he drinks it, it'll be okay then.
Why can't we say that Rita is not a prohibition in Tzricha when he goes out? It's simply because you're clarifying what to do.
Oh, that's what they're saying. Make a brush at Tzricha when you don't have to. But here's to clarify, because we don't know what to do.
The
Yeah, that's good for tzricha, right? That's what they say. It's not brachah shein tzricha because that's good for tzricha.
Why is there an eitz just taking a different product and making shakla on it if you didn't use beforehand?
If you want to do it, you can do it. That's one of the eitzes. That's one of three eitzes. Okay? Alright. Next. What happens if a person made a bracha achreina? He made a bracha achreina. And after bracha achreina, he had some food particles in his mouth. Some shirayim. Do you have to make a bracha achreina on that? What's left in your mouth? A lot of times you eat, after you finish eating, you usually swallow everything. But sometimes you find particles in your mouth. You have to make a bracha, vishena, and what's right now in your mouth now, what you're going to swallow down now. So there's in the Sefer Maitzirish, Bizan Chazainish, in the Sefer Maitzirish is a Cherek Hei, page Yud Gimel, Bizan the Chazainish was asked to Shaila, and he said, you don't have to make a bracha vishena. The same thing I saw, Reb Nissen Karels, in Sefer Chut Shani, on Shabbos. In Chelek Aleph, he has four halakim on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, at the end over there, he had some maharis on different things. So he says over there, Chelek Aleph, page Reis Tevav, he says, also, you don't make once in your mouth already, then your dinner is the bracha you made before and with pater already. And you don't have to worry. The same thing, the Moshe said about prayer. And even according to people who are going to make Avram, they'll be made to this. All right. Now another interesting shaila. If someone wants to taste food, let's say a housewife, she is making a soup or making some type of food. So she wants to just give it a taste to see if it has enough salt, enough other tavlinim. So she wants to just taste it. Not to eat it right now. She just wants to taste it to see if it has the proper ingredients in there. If it's the right taste. Do you have to make a bracha v'shaina before she tastes or not? She's not eating now. She's just tasting it. And is it chilek if she swallows it or if she spits it out? Another shayla, the shayla that I get lately, breast strips. Those are even a couple of hechsher now. I see chav cake is a hechsher on it. Breast strips. It's made ikka for reich haper, but also has a good taste in it also. And that's there's a hechsher on it also. So you have to make a bracha before you take it or not. This is what we're going to discuss now. The Makkah is a Gemara and Brachas. Gemara and Brachas, Daf Yudei Zom Aleph. Boimine. Hashar B'Tainis, if someone is in Tainis, Mao Shiyitayim. Can he taste? Let's say a housewife, she's cooking on the Tainis, and because she's preparing a meal for Motzah Tainis, so she wants to taste a little bit. So Rashi speaks out as a Tasho. Washita Satasho, Ladas and Sarh Melchatal, if you need salt or need other type of ingredients in there. Ah so Khilish Dia Kibala, he always carries a kavans of the tinus, only I told my tinus yachid. So it's the kavans of a tinus yachid, Valeka. There's no Khilish Dia here. So maybe he could do it. Aduma, I know Kibalai. He was the kavans of he shouldn't have enough any food. Well he could. And we taste it as a no. So Gemara says, Omalei, Tayim. Then we taste it, then we can't klum. Tanya Nami Hachi, Mitamemes, Eina, Tuna, Bracha. Someone who tastes, does have to make a bracha. Vashoy, Mitainis, Tayim. If someone shows Tayim is allowed to taste, then we can't klum. At Kama, how much can they taste? Ravami, Ravasi say, Tame Adriasan, Tul, Avias Haluk. That's the amount he's allowed to taste. Without a bracha. So Taisus brings out, Taisus over there, in brachas, you have Yudalam now, brings down the Ramasul Tayim. He brings out Ben Chananel, it says, Chayzer Pilot. It's talking only about you don't swallow it. You can spit it out. Because next thing I know, that's why, from just tasting alone, I know. But to swallow it, you're not allowed to. Even by Shah Tiny, it doesn't make a difference. So therefore, you have to spit it out. Yeah, Shemachi Pilot and the Tzicha Bracha Sheinana. Since the one who tastes it is spinning it out, it's not Ksira Bracha since he's not Nana. That's what Ben Chananel says, and same thing speaks out to Rosh in Brachas and Perek Beis Simavov.
Not because of the Tainus, but because it's a.
We're not going into Tainus right now. I'm just talking about. We're going to carry it to Brachas. Okay, so. So the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Aleph Halacha Bey says this is a lashon. Umetanemes vein tzricha brachafna. A housewife is allowed to taste it, and she doesn't make a bracha loyda fana v'loyda achara. Add the vias. So it's mashma of the Rambam. He argues and he holds, even if you turn the tafshel and you swallow it, you don't have to make a bracha until the vias. And the Mishmur speaks out in Sifkon Yudalad. Mishabur speaks out that it's talking in different Sifkon Yudalad. The vias bechal al yosef vias. You have to make a bracha then. The Gabi Tainis, this is Gabi Brachas. The Gabi Tainis, the Rambam says differently. Rambam says in the Hilchos Tainis, Perkaf Aloch Yedalad, Umutalai Litoim as a Tavsho, Afila Bechter Mis. You're allowed to taste the Tavsho, Vuhu Shalay Yivla, El Taim Apilot. There, Rambam speaks out by Tainis, you should spit it out. And same thing speaks out to Mechaba in Archaim Simit Topko Samazain Sifalov. And the Amoy means down, Yesh Mechmirim, even. You know, even if you spit out, you don't even do that. You don't even taste it at all. By doubt and atom. And he ends off the chain, and Ramon ends off the chain oigim. And the vim by tainus is more chama, is more chama. And by bracha, it goes in ano. Today we're talking about hichas bracha, hichas tainus, we're going to hichas brachas.
Yom Kippur also?
Huh?
Yom Kippur also?
Yeah, Yom Kippur, chatsi yosem atoyah. Chatsi yosem atoyah. Yom Kippur also.
It's more
ano. Yeah, but it's not only that. It's chatzis shi'os min ha'tayr. It's worse. Okay. Mechaber says in Reish Yud.
Chatzis shi'or min achilo. Maybe it's not called an achilo.
Huh?
The chatzis shi'or doesn't mean anything. Maybe it's not called achilo.
But lesuna could be kazayis.
Lesuna could be on anything.
Yeah, but it could be kazayis. Lesuna tells you even shloik keder achilo. Oh, but less than kazayis. It doesn't say that. Right. So what?
Minus kurosum.
If you have a kazayis. Less than kazayis and another curse. The Chabad says in Simon Reishud in Sifbeis, he reads down these two shitas, the Ben Hanano and the Rama shita. This is the Lashon of Chabad. Hatoyim es atasho, someone takes atasho, ain't tzorach havorach adavis. If someone takes atasho, he doesn't have to make a bracha unless he's in Tulavis. The Afilim who buy it, if he swallows it, that's the shita of Rambam. That's the first shita of Chabad. The Yeshayimim, the Chabad says the second Shita, which is the Ben Hanano, and will buy the time bracha. If he swallows it, he has to make a bracha v'shayna. Like Patro, at that time, El Chayta Pilot. When do we say that he's Pata for making bracha? If he spits it out. Vaza fila, hab ain't so bracha, because he spits out. That's the Ben Hanano Shita. And Ramo ends off, the Safik bracha is lahako. So if you swallow it, you don't make a bracha. So Mishmur speaks out, that even if you belay it, you don't make a bracha, since it's kavon is not to drink. And like the shita, like the first day of Mechaba, which is the Rambam shita. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out, in Sifkot Yigimel, and Sifkot Yudal, is masbir like this. The first shita, which is the Rambam shita, holds, even though it's also lahanis, l'chayah, if you swallow it, yahanim alazah. And we hold also on alazah, like bracha. If you have an offer, my lazer, is that you're not allowed to have an offer. You have a simila. But that's only, he says, only when you're having to eat or drink. Over here is kavana, is only to tie him to know if it needs other salt or other type of ingredients there, or salt or sugar, whatever it is, then you don't have to make a bracha, not a bracha shena, and not a bracha achrena. The Shatzin speaks out, quite an interesting shaila. What happens if I take it for both? Let's say I take it for Tima. I come on Tima, but also I want to enjoy the taste also. The shaila is mistopic. Do you have to make a bracha or not? A bracha shayna or not? So he brought the Tzachin. He clears back and forth. And Shatzin is a long Shatzin. And he clears back and forth. Do you have to make a bracha as mistopic? Ramosha has a tshuva on this Shatzin. Ramashan is the Smashar Chaim, Chedekalef, in Simonine Test. He says it's Dava Poshet. If you have Kabon also for Hana, you must make a bracha Rishayna. Like the Chayadim speaks out, he says it's a foolish in Chayadim, and Kalm and Test, I say, that you have to make a bracha. And not like the Suffolk Ashatzian. Because the only Machlaikas in Rishayna, Ben Chaim and Ram is only talking if you time itself. but you're not doing L'shem Anah. But if you're doing L'shem Anah also, then you have to make a bracha L'shem Anah. That's the Shechanoch, you don't have to make a bracha, means the dini not a bracha, because you make a bracha, when it's full, you're not supposed to make a bracha, it's a bracha la'tola. However, the Yeshayimah hold, since it's no hanoh, it's merev at the end, it's only hanoh chai, only hanoh of tasting it, from the tashel that he tastes, or the eichel that he chewed, since he spits it out, maybe we don't make a bracha.
What's the shark seeing inside the chayim?
Huh? Because Ike is doing it for Ike doing it for tasting. Yeah, if you Ike doing it for taste, just as agav, the main thing is not for it. You want to taste, but you wouldn't have it. You never come to taste. You want to try it out. You know what I mean? So that's what he calls. But the Mishabu Moshe says, "What's an afkamina? You might want to have enough from taste also. Once you have enough, then you chuf to get also the hundreds on zeb loy bracha."
The Moshe says it's a dover pashas. Isn't he lahavdil insulting the Sharitzim?
No, kach dak. You never heard of gedayim agi each other.
I'm saying that he says dover pashas.
Huh? He said, shittus of the Chai Adam, and that's the way the sveik of the Shatzian. Okay. If you know the Moshe's tshuvas, he said of bigger people, you know, that what he called. Not Moshe, I mean, you know, Yehuda. Yehuda writes on certain Gedali Yisrael. He makes the back, you know what I mean? Yes.
Yeah.
Hi. We'll get to it. Trying to lead to it, right?
He's
got a
left.
All right. The Mishabura speaks out. Mishabura speaks out. In Sif Katan Yutes, he ends off. He brings on a Mogen Avram. Mogen Avram argues on the Mechaba and the Ramah. He says in all cases, if you're Belaya, the Kuleam, you have to make a bracha. No matter what. Even for tasting alone, you have to make a shah bracha v'shayna. Even though many achrenim argue on it, and they hold like the first shaita, the shita mechab, like the Rambam shita, that until the rias, if it's belay, you don't have to make a bracha. So Mela, the Mishmur speaks out, since it's a big machlekes here, so Mela, he's machlek the psaka ramah, that's a sofer bracha sahakal, you don't make a bracha. So Mela, l'chatchila, it's better to tell the person, I all want to taste something, he mishchaven daf can have enough from it. The Torah achila and makes a bracha like the mishbu ends up b'shem chayadam. Okay, so it comes out like this: if I do it for tasting alone, it's a big machlekes, and you say some bracha also if you swallow it. But let's say if I have one of a mishchaven also to have enough also, then the din is that you have to then you have to make a shakel. That's what we come up till now. No, you're swallowing. You're taking something and swallowing it. Yeah. Now we'll get to breath strips. The breath strips, which I get many chiles about it. Do you take it mainly for Reich HaPer, but also has a good taste? Do you swallow it? And do you have to make a bracha or not? So I called up the OU. I spoke to my dear friend there, Rabbi Yanki Luban, and I asked him, what is the OU policy? So he told me, there's no policy in OU, but tell me what he heard. He said, Rabbi Saul Belsky Zichroinavacha said that you make a shakel. Since it has a pleasant taste, when you take these breath strips, you should make a shakel. But I heard from Usher Weiss that you don't have to make a bracha. You don't have to make a bracha. It's not achila. He also don't push it. You heard from him, don't push it. You don't make a bracha at all. It would seem to me, It's totally in what we said till now. And it's totally in the person who takes the best trips. The one who's himself taking the best trips, it's totally in him. Why he's taking it? There are many reasons why not to make a bracha. Why? The svar to say that he's part of a bracha, because not there hachila, so may don't go bracha. And also he could say the reason he's taking it is for Reich HaPer, and this is a David study, is none of it. It's like incidental. It's no different than tasting something and swallowing it. If they swallow mashu, even though it has a tam. But since it's ikka kavona, it's not for this, you don't make a bracha. And it's daimik sas, like we said by spirit medicine. We said in the previous shiurim, by spirit medicine, that the Shlomo Zalman says you don't make a bracha. So Mela, that's say not to make a bracha. But let's say he's taking the breast strip, he's taking kavanas for both. He likes, he buys it. He likes it both. He likes to do for Reich HaTeh, and also he wants to taste also. Then you have to make a bracha shena. Even though Shatzin is stopping at this, but we mentioned before, you can smash it says, but I didn't make a shakal. I want the notes. I try to reach Rabbi Ibrahim IV. I couldn't get a hold of him. What he holds on this? But I saw last night, not on Shabbos. I was looking around on Shabbos, someone talks about best trips. So I found the Sefer Zaita Bracha in page 113, Ois Gimel. He says exactly what I said. He says clearly, depends why you take it. If you take it because you just want to be a chaper, that has to be a nice taste, but you don't care. You think you're doing a chaper. But if you take it also because you want the hanoah of the taste of this breast chip, it has a certain taste to it, you want that also, then you have to make a shakal.
A syrup, a medicine syrup, if you're doing it for the same reason, you enjoy the taste?
They're probably not, because they're doing because they only want to swallow the medicine.
What about the kid? The kid does it because he wants
to. That's okay, that's a bottle dieter.
Huh? According to Abdulski, you have to make a bracha.
Yeah, for sure you're not swallowing it.
No, but the rest
spit out.
The breath strips, you're also swallowing.
No, but it goes down. You swallow some of it, they say.
The breath strips?
Yeah.
It dissolves.
It dissolves, but some of it goes down. No?
Did you try it?
No.
Did you try it? Slide eventually.
If a person wants to be Eitzah Chaladeus, he should do Eitzah Mishmur Bonsu Chay Adam, should make a shakal on something else. So Mela, they take this best chips. And I looked around, and the Sefer Shari Bracha, and Perik Gimel, Sifkan Zayin, he says that eats also. However, Mikadin, since Apirayv, people take the best tip, is only because for Reich HaPer, not for taste, so Mela, you should not make a Bracha. Unless he's the type of person that likes the taste also. Okay, next subject.
Mouthwash and toothpaste, even if I like the flavor, I'm not.
You don't like a bracha.
No, that's for sure. If my housewife tasting like much one drop of soup,
leave the
bath. Huh?
Is there a shear?
It's a salt. We say it, drop, so it doesn't. She don't have to make a bracha. You don't have to make a bracha. If you swallow it.
All right. So guess, look at your fingers.
Huh?
Some of the food lasts on your finger. You just look at one and like the finger.
You have to make a bracha on it.
You do.
Yeah, if you like the taste and so on, you know, I'm ashu.
Okay.
Someone looks the finger, you know, they stick the food into something. And, you know, sometimes the wife's cooking something and the husband likes it. He sticks his finger in there and wants to taste it, you know. I'm sure many of you do it. You have to make a shakal then. Your wife tells you you can't have more than that anyway. Get out of here, you know what I mean? All right.
Does she become fleishig if it's chicken soup, if she's tired?
If she has to wait 6 hours, usually not. If it doesn't, right. Usually not. Right. When you drink water, you have to make a shakal. When do you make a bracha shakal on water? When don't you make a bracha shakal on water? The Mishnah in Brachas, the Mishnah says, Ha'ashreisim mayim litzamai, as someone drinks water for his thirsty, mevar shakal ni levar. That's the Lashon. If you have a mind, if you drink it because you're thirsty, then you have to make a shahakal. And the Gemara says, in end of Dafnam Dalam Beis, the Gemara asks the Kasha, Lafuki Mai, Shama is a Torah, was it coming to exclude? So Amar Avida Barabim, there's a Lashon HaGemara, Lafuki Laman Nechonke Umse. He's eating a piece of raw meat and it's stuck in his throat. So he wants to drink some water to get it down. So then, in such a case, it's not l'tzomai. Therefore, you don't make a bracha. So Taisus speaks out there, and after Hey Yom Aleph, Taisus says in the Vamascha de Chananke, he says the Mishnah is talking only by water. Because, you know, water you don't have enough from. Only if you're thirsty. But if you're not thirsty, you don't have enough from it. Only when you drink in the thirst. And he says like this, Hanoa Tzachant Ki Umtzei, is not considered an hour. So remember, that's why you don't make a shahakal. But shamashkim, let's say I drink orange juice, apple juice. Even I'm doing it to help swallow something down, you have to make a shahakal. It's only going on water. But any other type of drink, you have to make a bracha. Why? Shagof Nana Mahem Cholinyan. Mavach Afil Chananke Umsa. In all cases, if it's shamashkim, orange juice, apple juice, any other type of drink, the din is yes. I saw in Chisim Achleikas, and you have water that has carbonation in it.
Well,
okay. I saw two sheets on it. Some say yes, some say not.
Moshe says no, yeah?
I don't know. He talks about it?
I'll look it up.
That's right.
I'd like to see what it says, okay?
Just sound that it's to help it go down.
Help it go down, right.
Okay,
but you do not drink with Shemana. You drink, have it swallowed down.
Okay, what if somebody is having a coughing jet?
We're going to talk about that. We just started. Give me a chance. All right. So Taisa speaks out that if it's a sham mashkim, you have to make a bracha, but by Eichel to help swallow down. And Sending speaks out to Rush in Perek Vav, like in Simnam Gimel, he says the same thing like Taisus. The Mechaber says in Mesh Dalet. The Mechaber says a lashon like this in Mesh Dalet Siv Zayin. Hashoyser Mayim Letzamai. If someone drinks water because he's thirsty, Mevar Shahako Ulachav Boyne Foshes. Avil Chanakte Umtzei Vishoyser Mayim. Lava umza, it gives water to be able to swallow the piece of raw meat. Ainam avach lefano lachav. You don't make bracha. All times people made it. Today we hold the raw meat. You don't make a bracha b'chal. But all times people used to eat raw meat. So Rami was an eichel.
You eat today also.
People eat raw meat.
Fancy restaurants.
Yeah. Alright, but if it's not something that derech is not eat, okay.
Yeah, but if you're in a fancy restaurant, you order.
Yeah. If that's the derech, then you make a shakel then. Yeah, we spoke about it, I think, in the last, we weren't here. Some people still mentioned there's certain steaks, eat raw steaks.
No, it's called cashew. It's an apple.
Yeah, okay. If it's the derech to eat it, then you make a shahako. If the derech is not to eat it, you don't make a bracha at all. And it's even muksa. On Shabbos, raw meat is considered muksa, Chashukhan says, and Ramosha. Well,
$45 for three slices, then you can make a shahako, right?
They don't. The price doesn't change the bracha. What the bracha is. All right.
You already made a charcoal, so why would you think? So
what?
What's the case then? You already made a charcoal on the meat.
Huh?
Of course, he's not going to make a charcoal on the water. You already made a charcoal on the meat.
He's kavanah. He wants to have it again now. He didn't have a mind to drink it all. All right. So the chayy after mivah. We make shahako. Is that after Tzomai Mamish? Does that see Mamish thirsty? Oh no, he's make shahako. He's not thirsty. But he drinks for other reason. He drinks it, he has a no, funny drinks for shahako. But he's not thirsty. But he enjoys drinking water. It's not the time it's a chanaka umtza. Because the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch says two extremes. The Tzomai and choking. What about in between? The Gemara didn't say a word about that. It's not before, not the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch. So, Zok the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Dalet Sifkon Mem. The Letzomai, when Mechaber says Letzomai, he says, Letzomai la dafka. El kol shachayich nena mehem. Anything that the chayich, the palt, has enjoys it, you have to make a bracha, you have to make a shakal. And Shartzin speaks out, then Sifkom Amenheiz Maisif, anything is magish, Hanor from the Shtia, you have to make a bracha. Because why? He says, Mistama, Soma Yukatsas. Mistama, if he's enjoying it, he's a little bit thirsty. So, Mela, so Soma is Lavdafka, anything he enjoys the taste, he has to make a shakla. Even though it's not, as long as it's not, Chanakte Umtsa, he has to, just to help to swallow something else down, you have to make a shakla. Dibi Halacha, over there in the Ramascha Shaysa brings down a famous Groh. The Groh is in two places. Groh is in the Mishnayas on this Mishnah, and also the Groh is in Masechta Shabbos. The Groh has on two Masechta, he has Pushim. One of Masechta Brachos and Masechta Shabbos. Masechta Brachos of Memhei, he brings down, he says, the Groh speaks out, the Groh says, that the Gemara says, Chanak de Umtza, Zeh laughed after. El Kol Shiru Shalai Yotzama in Vach. It's not the thirst. However, the halacha says, even according to the Groh, it's only if he doesn't have any anor from the water at all. Then you don't make a bracha. But if you have anor from the water, even the Groh holds, you make a shakal. And Sending speaks out to Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Dalet Sifkot Yud Ches. So it comes out, according to Mishmur, learns in the Gra, and according to HaShulchan, that if a person has a Noah that's called the Tzomai, and suddenly speaks out, Reb Chaim Kanevsky, in a Sefer Sheilos Rav, Chelek Aleph, page Resh, page Base, if someone drinks water, because he has a bad headache, so he wants to drink water to take away a bad headache, since he's not Nana, from the Etzem, of the Shtia, he should not make a Bracha. And suddenly speaks out, Rav Nissen Karelitz and Sefer Chochani and Brachas, on Hechas Brachas, Peshkuf Tzadik Dalet, he says, if a Piyat Tatsa Raifim, a person has to drink a lot of water every day. The doctor says, you need it for your system. You have to drink a lot of water. Or let's say, if someone needs to take, he has to go to the hospital. He has to take some type of test, internal test. And he's not thirsty, and he doesn't makish any enough from drinking. Zaktubnis and crowds, you don't make a bracha. And Sendik speaks out the Share Bracha and Perikit Chesif Kunayim Vav. And Sendik speaks out Nishas Avram in Tzor Shlishis or Chaim Simresh Dalit Sif Kunayim Vav Ois Beis. He brings down the same stock from Neuvert that holds that if you have to need both, it has to be, if it's not with someone, it has to be some type of enjoyment. And if Simon Dalit, he has to enjoy with the water, then you make a shakal. But if you don't have any enjoyment whatsoever, then the kulam, you don't make a shakal. This is Nageya. I'll give you examples. You have questions after examples, then you can ask. I have 8 examples. Okay? One example. Let's say someone is giving a shir. He's giving a shir. And he's thirsty. He gets a dryness in his mouth. And he wants it. So he takes a zip of water to make his mouth moist. So in the Nishra Savram, in the third printing, Reish Dalet, and Sifkot Nal of Ois 1, he brings down for Bayashiv. You don't make a bracha. It's time to show Sumayim after medicine. They don't make a bracha. It seems to me Rabbi Yashiv certainly holds that if he has enough from that drinking, then why do you make a bracha? Like it speaks out clearly, if you look in the Rabbi Yashiv Sefer, at the quote from Yashiv Sefer, Ashi Yish Chedek Aleph, Perek Lam Rav, Ois Yitchet, it says clear like that. If you say Joshua, if you're doing it because you enjoy the water, then you make a shakal. If not, you don't make. Second case. The Sefer Shai Bracha in Perek Yitzchet Sifkun Ayinvav, he brings down from a Sefer Binyan Shalom that says, who adin? If someone has a bad taste, a tam mar in his mouth, or he just woke up sleeping and he has a bad taste from sleeping, or a person after a fast and he drinks water not because he's thirsty, but just to take away the bad taste in his mouth, he don't have to make a bracha. Why? Because not together shayso l'tzomai. And it means I'm price kim ala. Let's say someone has to go to a procedure. Let's say someone has to do a colonoscopy. So usually they tell you to drink a lot of water. What is it? How many cups of water? Many cups of water. I did it a few times. A lot of, and not enough to drown you in water. So you have to drink water and water and water and water. You don't enjoy it. You hate it. So you drink a lot of water because you have to take some x-rays and so on. So even since he doesn't get somebody, and also someone have a little bit of taste to the water, they give you some type of a take. It has a lousy taste anyway. So you're not nana from the water. You don't make a bracha. Who had then someone, he brushes teeth. And he wants to wash out his mouth after he brushes his teeth. So he wants to swallow the water, but he's not nana from it. So then the din is, he doesn't make a bracha.
A bracha chayna?
Huh? If you don't make a bracha shani, you don't make a bracha chayna. But it's interesting, some people talk about it, but the consensus is not to me, so I didn't go into that.
All these cases, it's obvious to make a bracha.
Yeah, you're not allowed to. Yeah. Another case. In Sefer Shai Bracha, in Perek Yitzchet, Sifkot Ayin Gimel, he brings down, if he drinks a lot of water because he's on a diet. The person has a yitzhar to eat a lot. So he's going on a diet and he's hungry. So what he's doing, he drinks a lot of water, not because he wants the water. He wants to fill himself up so he shouldn't have a timer for something else. I'm sure some of you know what I'm talking about. So a question, if you're filling yourself up with water, not because you enjoy the water, not because you're hungry, thirsty. So Zayman to Mishvur, Kozman, he's not nana from the water, he doesn't make a bracha. In the Sefer, Alel Yibo, in Chelek Aleph, That's a Talmud from Shlomo Zalman. They asked Rosh Hashanah a bunch of shailas, and he put it into a sefer called Alayla Yibo. There's three volumes. On Chelek Aleph, on page Kuf Yud Aleph, he brings down from here from Shlomo Zalman that someone takes water with medicine. Of course, you don't make a bracha, like I mentioned in the past. You don't have to doubt the doctor how much to drink. Even if you drink a little more, you don't say you want to swallow a pill. So normally take a drop of water, but I take a little more than a drop of water. As long we don't say that that drinks extra what he needs, it's still like it's some of the mayim. You don't have to medagdik the tzimtzum of drinking. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. In the sefer, another fifth example. In the sefer, Pnei Amor in Chelek Beis brings on a letter from Shlomo Zalman. There's four volumes. So in each first three volumes, he has letters in the back that he wrote to Shlomo Zalman Shailas, and Shlomo Zalman wrote him back Saviad answering. So one is Shailas in Chelek Beis, in Michtof Chav Zayin, Ois Gimel, he says, even though a person started to drink with Samai, and before it comes to Shaviris, he's not doing to take my service, he's the type of person that, let's say, if he drinks a vis, let's say a vis is 3 ounces. 1.5 ounces takes away his thirst. But he's drinking now 3 ounces. So since he's still drinking, it's not the term, but since he's still drinking the vis, because he's not from the water, that's why he's drinking a whole vis, then you also have to make a bracha achrayna. And since it's mashma, you look in Chuvas, in Shlomo Zalman's Chuvas Sefer, in Minchas Shleima, in Chelagal, Sim Yilches, but let's say if he does have nana from vias, you know, he only has a nana from the to help swallow the 1.5 the pill, and he's drinking only for the water, but he doesn't have a nana for sheer vias. So he brings down the gra says the chedushim brachas end of ketzav vachem that says that you don't make a bracha achrenan. And now, let's say I only enjoyed an ounce and a half. And the last ounce I have, I just drank, but I don't have enough from it. It just happens to be in the cups I drink it. But I don't have enough from it. So unless, since you're not a gin drinker, vias of anah, then you don't make a bracha achrenan. And that's what the Gaon says in the Sefer, and the Chedushim, and Brachas, and the Perek Vav. And the same thing speaks out, the Sefer Zoy Sabracha, in page 114, and he brings down, I think, from other people like that also. Number 6. Debi Aracha. And then in the Ramaskar Shaisa says, if someone drinks water just to digest his food, that's called a Shaisa Tzomai. If you're doing it to Derech Achila, normally you eat, before we're talking about stuck in his throat. But we're talking about he's doing it to help digest. He has food in his stomach, but it helps him digest easier. Then you have to make a bracha, we shine on it, since he has enough in Etzim Ashtia. However, the Halacha speaks out in the Ramaskar Hananke, he says there, the person drinks water to help him swallow it, then that's the halacha shechanach, Hananke b'umtza, he don't make a bracha since he's not drinking lano. Seventh case. Let's say, this is Shai Bracha, speaks out in Perek Yitches, then the Sifkot Naim Vav. He says, the person eats Pituchim. What's Pituchim? Those pistachio nuts that's very salty. No, what's it called? Pituchim. What? Or these other things, sunflower seeds that's very, you know, they have salty. It makes you very thirsty. And then you drink water. So you drink water afterwards. So do you make a bracha? You made a bracha on the nuts. It was Eitzah Adama, whatever nuts you were eating, salty nuts. What do you make a bracha? Now you want to drink water afterwards. Do you make a bracha or not? So he says it's totally. If it's kavana, it's just to take away the saltness in his mouth, then it's considered a tuffle to the nut. And therefore, since it's a tuffle, dik is the nut. So you don't make a shakel then. However, if he's eating the nuts, he comes thirsty, and it's not considered anymore a tuffle, and then you should make a shakel then. Huh? Right.
If it's a tuffle, it should apply by other drinks also.
What?
If it's a tuffle, then it should apply by other drinks also.
Most probably. In the first case, right, yeah. The Tyrus Yeledis from Yitzhak Zilberstein It depends which print. In the first print is Perek Samach Beis of Gimel, and the new print is Siman Samach Tes Sif Hei. He says a yeledes, a woman is nursing, and she doesn't make her own natural milk that much. So what's the etza? Doctors will tell her that what you call it, you should drink a lot. Drink a lot so you produce more milk. So in such a case, you drink a lot of water, only she should have enough milk after there's man, she should produce more milk. But she's not nana more from drinking. So from then the dinner, she doesn't make a bracha then. Because the klal is, we're trying to get across, the klal is, has to be with samay or also for anor. When you have both of it, then you make samay for anor, then you make a bracha. But anything you're missing these two conditions, the din is you don't make a bracha b'shaina.
Even if you're going to have anor at the end, 100%.
Correct. You know, I mean, she's going to have anor, she'll be able to feed the baby. She's not anor from the drinking.
Even if the marshal, someone has kidney stones, so he's drinking a lot of water now, he's not going to enjoy it, but he knows in 2 hours when he goes to the bathroom, it's all mawa.
So it doesn't make a difference. So you don't make a bracha. Don't make a bracha. We'll talk about a different case. We have a different case over here. Let's say, I want to talk about another case. Until now we talked about you're eating or drinking right away, do you make a bracha v'shaina? I want to talk about another case. What about if a person doesn't eat right now, when he drinks, it's not l'tzomai now. He doesn't eat it. He's not thirsty. He doesn't have enough. He drinks not enough. And he's not going to have enough in drinking. But he knows if he drinks water now, he won't be thirsty later on. Mashal Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur. If everyone drinks a lot of water four times, you always drink a lot of water, so you should not dehydrate. You do it, but if you drink a lot, it'll stop you from being thirsty a little bit on Yom Kippur, at least part of Yom Kippur. Or anything, not after Yom Kippur, any times. You drink a lot before times. So right now, you're not tzomei. But you drink a lot because you shouldn't get thirsty later on. Do you make a bracha v'shaina or not? Do you go look at the shat shtiyah? I'm not thirsty, so I don't make a bracha. No, I'm drinking now because later on I'll be thirsty. So may I have to make now a bracha v'shaina for later on. What do you say?
No bracha.
Huh?
Oh!
That's right. You know, I remember, I don't know if you remember, it used to be Rosh Shivan Skokie, Rabbi Moshe Hirschler. Moshe Hirschler. So he says they used to tell that when the people go for Dayanim, for the honest, they used to tell the people, listen, if someone asks you shy, you don't know the answer, say it to Machloikus Apaiskim. So you're pretty safe usually. Right. But anyway, so you're right, it's a Machloikus Apaiskim. So again, if someone doesn't need at all, that he's not somebody, he's not thirsty whatsoever. Because he's thirsty, he knows he's thirsty in a few hours from now. So he's drinking now to prevent the thirstiness for later on. Do you make a bracha v'shaina or not? The Das Torah in Masham in Siman Reish Daled in Siv Zayin, he brings down the Das Kedoshim that says you have to make a bracha v'shaina. And same thing speaks out the Das Kedoshim in Eshel Avram and Madur Tinyana in Reish Daled Siv Zayin. He says the same thing also. And the same thing is the Imri Emes from the Ger Rebbe in Likutin, Sefer Brachas, Daf Mem Dalet. He says, you have to make a bracha v'shaina. And the same thing speaks on the Sefer Shari HaBracha, Perek Yitches Sifnun. However, the Masham himself, even though he quotes the Das Kedoshim, but he argues on him. And he says, the Ikka is Naita, not to make a bracha. Because Shaita Tzom has to be b'shas, like many of you said. You don't make a bracha, because right now you're not tzomei. Right later on, doesn't make a difference. But right now, when you're drinking, you don't make a bracha v'shaina. And the same thing speaks out in the Sefer Asher, quotes of Rabbi Yashiv, in the Sefer Asher Yish, Perek Lam Avav, Oitz Yitches, and the same thing speaks out the Chodshani from Nissen Karelitz, on Hichas Brachas, Pesh Kuf Tzayik Dalet, and also in the Sefer, V'zoysa Bracha, page 114, Ice Base. It's the same thing also. That since Mishas Shtia, you're not drinking for the Shem Tzomai, in the later on you'll be, still you did not make a Bracha V'shaina.
If a Masurah comes to you and say, give me a drink so I can make a Bracha, do you give it to him under a possible...
Well, he's going to make a Shakel, no?
Yes, but maybe he's not thirsty.
So you ask him, are you thirsty?
I want to make a broker.
You're not giving him water.
What are you giving him? You give him water?
Yeah.
It's water. Water, then you have to ask him, listen, you have to say you went to a shear, and you have to, and you have to be thirsty. If you're not thirsty, take water, because you want to be, you know, Malgachas, it's nothing. You don't make a bracha then. Tell him to do Nishachava, teach him something. Okay?
But anything other than water, can I make a bracha?
What?
Anything other than water, even diet soda.
Even diet soda, you have to make a shakal. Anything besides water, you must make.
And
diet soda is a seltzer. Seltzer is a machoikus. Some say yes, some say not. Whenever the best things, whenever you have a suffix in these things, make a bracha shakal on something else, and that's it. And a drink, and juice, oranges, apple juice, any other type of drink.
Or add some flavor to it.
You add some flavor to the water. Yeah. You add some flavor. Don't be a same malacha.
No, from apple juice, you make a shahakol?
No, you
yes, you always make a bracha and any mashkin.
Except water.
Except water.
Even if you have no anon.
No. But you get through a whole shit.
No.
Other things. If Mashiach comes and he's not thirsty, you give him apple juice and he makes a shahakol.
And apple juice, right. But not water.
He's not thirsty.
Huh? Doesn't make a difference. The seeds is anon because that's a taste. Water is tasteless.
So if you take apple juice with medicine, you make a shahakol?
Yes.
Even if you're not thirsty?
Yes. And other mashkins, no matter what you do. You take any, there's no machlekes even. There's no machlekes in this.
So if you have a pill, and let's say you have a child, and you want to answer, you want the chinuch, then you should answer a main. Even though you don't want apple juice, if you take apple juice with the Tylenol, you make a shahab.
Yes.
Even if you don't like it.
Yes. Yes.
You brought on something that you don't get, no hanok.
Yes, you make a bracha. The only time we talk about medicine because he's taking the thing to help you swallow the medicine. That's something else.
It's not public gum.
What if someone's health conscious and likes to drink eight cups of milk?
He doesn't make a shako. You know, if he's just drinking 8 ounces of water because he wants to be dehydrated or whatever it is, but he doesn't have a, he doesn't enjoy it all, you don't make a bracha. That's it.
So the guy's drinking because he has a problem with kidney stones.
Yeah.
So he's got a drink.
If he doesn't have enough from the water,
I understand. So on Yom Kippur, can he drink? Does he have to be puffed in the shiur? He's not getting enough. It's not called drinking.
No. Don't get carried away.
No, I'm asking.
Okay, yeah.
He doesn't make a bracha. No, I know. It's not called a
shiur. So what? But still, you can't have more than a. He has to drink a shiur. He has to drink shiur.
Why?
He must.
It's like su'una on Yom Kippur.
Because you're fit, right? It's like su'una. You have to fast.
It's not a chili. It's not
doesn't make a difference. It's got to be bracha. It's got to be bracha. All right, we have 2 minutes. I just want to say halacha negei shvuos. People don't think about it. Baruch Hashem, this year shvuos comes out on Sunday, Monday. So everyone is sleeping. We'll sleep Shabbos afternoon. You should not speak it out. Because a place can speak out, this hachana. You can say, you can know that's your kavanah for the evening. That's all you don't speak it out. It's halacha negei tzadik. That you sleep. You should say, I'm sleeping now for Matzah Shabbos. I should be able to go out Matzah Shabbos or go to something on Matzah Shabbos. You're not supposed to speak out because it's a diva of a chana. Even though you're not doing a maisa chana, it's a diva chana. So I figure it might be answered. So when you're going to sleep, don't say, I'm sleeping for tonight. Just say, I'm going to sleep, whatever it is. Don't say the reason. Even though everyone knows that's the reason why you're going to sleep and you're long in bed, and usually, still doesn't matter. As long as you don't speak out, there's no isa chana. Next one is no shir. I wish everyone a good yontif. Everyone should be kabbal teira. This is kashrus.
What's your topic on shavuos night?
Huh?
What's your topic on shavuos night?
My topic shavuos night. Interesting shailas that come into the dayan's office.
What time?